Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
And Michelle, did you breastfeed?
I did for a very short period of time, but you know what really happened to me is I suffered from postpartum depression.
Well, see, now here's what we're going to talk about, this relationship between breastfeeding and postpartum depression. And yeah. We have with us our guest, Sarah Hanna Silverstein, who's a Brooklyn-based international board-certified lactation consultant, classical homeopath, herbalist, businesswoman, wife and mother of seven children. I'm just exhausted reading this, for crying out loud.
The seven children part especially.
My God, it was the seven children that was the frosting on that cake. And her app is Breastfeeding for Boobs. Now, the question is there a relationship between breastfeeding and postpartum depression? Sarah, what's the answer?
I don't know all the clinical data that's out there, but I can tell you after working with over 10,000 moms for 20 years with breastfeeding that if a woman decides to breastfeed and it's not going well, that opens a window for a woman being depressed. Because when women want and have their heart set on anything and it doesn't work, we all easily can be thrown into that sad, depressed state. But what I have seen is that when women get really concrete skills on how to get a baby on pain-free, that the incidence of depression decreases dramatically. Because if you need to nurse a baby, and babies need to be nursed 8 to 12 times in a 24-hour period, and every single time you latch that baby on 12 times a day, you are in excruciating pain. I mean, I'd be depressed. I would be really upset every time that baby woke up or cried. But if you could latch the baby on in a pain-free way and know that that baby was really getting enough milk in their tummies, then I think that would lead to a woman feeling very successful, very proud, and very happy. Don't you agree?
Well, I do, and there's also a relationship even before breastfeeding, and that is if she has a natural birth without medical intervention, her chances of postpartum depression decrease significantly, right?
Yes, they do. And, you know, unfortunately, in most hospitals across the U.S., having medicated births is just so normal. And I have had clients that have suffered from postpartum depression, and we really work to get them a natural birth without any extra added hormones, because we all know that add a little hormones to a woman, and that can be a bad scene. So if her hormones are already going a little crazy while she's in labor, and you add some Pitocin, and you add other medications, women can get really, really disorganized. So my clients that then, on their second birth, have a natural birth, they hire a doula, they work with a midwife, they really understand what the pain of birth is truly like and how to get beyond it, then postpartum depression seems to be not so prevalent. Because
see, and I had no idea about this. No idea. As I went through and I had Pitocin, and then, of course, I couldn't breastfeed Amanda, I breastfed her for a very short period of time because she was allergic to my breast milk. And that just spiraled me down into this whole postpartum depression thing. So what does a woman do like me who's had this or who's going through this? What can we do to make it easier?
Well, first off, what I want to say is that your baby was not allergic to your breast milk. Your baby was unable to break down certain proteins in your breast milk. And if you had worked with someone like me, I would have been able to tell you exactly what to eat and what not to eat. And 9 out of 10 times, your baby would be able to digest your food. So I want to say that right off the bat. So your question is, if a woman has had a medicated birth, how does she then prevent postpartum depression? Was that your question?
Exactly.
So number one is she really needs to be told and reinforced that she did everything right, and that, you know, a lot of women feel that they've failed during their delivery. They feel that they weren't strong enough to handle a non-induced birth. So you need to really support them and tell them that it's okay to have a medicated birth. But then you need to be really proactive. those women need to drink a lot of vegetable juices to really cleanse their system. They need to make sure that they eat a lot of whole foods so that they can bring themselves back around, because when you have a medicated birth, you don't feel when you're pushing your baby very well. You may be pushing too hard. A lot of those women break blood vessels in their eyes. They come into my office and their eyes are all red from overly pushing their babies out. They have their bottoms are just swollen and hurting so badly. But I would start giving the woman some herbs, because I'm also an herbalist. So an herb called skullcap, which helps with anxiety and nervousness, can really help calm a woman down.
Okay, so there we have skullcap. I think there's like four of them here that we really want to, you know, mention. So skullcap is great for anxiety. What about that hormonal moodiness?
Well, we've got motherwort, which is my absolute favorite for hormonal moodiness.
All right.
And that can really help balance a woman, because don't forget that if she's taking synthetic hormones during her delivery, her liver's got to really recalibrate those hormones in her body.
Okay.
And motherwort is a wonderful balance. There's an herb called oats, and it's called fresh milky oats, as opposed to the oats that we eat on our breakfast table. And that's for long-term stress. And that's an herb I really like to add into the mix for postpartum women to help stave off that postpartum depression.
That's kind of the frazzled, that's the frazzled nerves. And then there's calming. We have lemon balm, right?
Yeah, lemon balm is really great, and that's an herb that we give to newborns, and we give to geriatric patients, and we give to new moms. And lemon balm is really calming. It's a gentle herb. It's from the mint family, and women feel just that edge of anxiety taken off them when they take lemon balm. They can drink it in tea. They can take it in tincture. It's safe while breastfeeding. It's such an overall fabulous herb.
Fantastic. And just, can you tell us just one thing a woman can do, the top thing, to cope with the weaning from breastfeeding so that she doesn't have a depression associated with that?
Well, you know, again, weaning is a whole topic in and of itself, of course. But if women had a really great experience with breastfeeding and they wean their children very slowly, then their body's going to adjust to the decrease of the breastfeeding hormones. Women tend to suffer more depression if they stop dramatically. A lot of times women are told once they're, if they have to take a medication, that they have to stop breastfeeding, which is not true in most cases. And also if a woman becomes pregnant, she does not need to dramatically stop breastfeeding. So I feel that the depression and sadness comes in more when there's a dramatic stop to breastfeeding. So I like a slow, gentle wean much more.
And I think it's really important as a woman is going through this that she has the emotional support around her to be able to do this. Where does she find a specialist like you, a board-certified lactation consultant? Is there an association?
Sure. You can look online for International Board Certified Lactation Consultants. And I think it's really important for someone to find someone that is educated in breastfeeding, because there's a lot of support groups which are really great. But, you know, what I tell women all the time is all women have different shaped nipples, different shaped breasts. Babies have different shaped mouths, and when you work with a professional, they can really teach you how your breasts work. Some women have fast milk, some women have slow milk, so working with a professional
Sarah,
really helps.
Thank you so much. We are so happy to have our guest, Sarah Hanna Silverstein, to help us understand the relationship between breastfeeding and postpartum depression. Her app is Breastfeeding for Boobs. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
And you can go to sarahhanna.com, too, to learn more information. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.